This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abam. We're continuing Mishnah Daf HaShavua. I just want to let everybody know that we're going to very soon be starting Chelek Beis of Mishnah Berurah. So, Madison Square Garden was not available for the Siyum for Chelek Aleph, but we'll see what we could do. On that note, number one, please tell your family, friends, acquaintances, contemporaries, associates that we're going to be starting Chelek Beis basically right after Purim. Okay, so if you want to be mezaka people with a very important limud, the most important thing to learn is halacha. The most important halacha to learn is halacha lemaisa. The most important halacha lemaisa is Or Chaim. It comes up every day. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Hakdama. So if you want to be mezaka people, you can tell them to join the Seder. I think I'm gonna try to advertise also. And if anybody wants to be mishtatif in that, you can let me know. Okay, we're starting now Siman Kuf Chavav. We began the first sif yesterday. We saw the Mechaber says that a Shliach Tzibur that made a mistake and he skipped one of the brachas, and when they mention him, when they remind him, excuse me, he could regain his bearings. We don't remove him. But if he skipped Hamal Shinim, we remove him. Maybe he's an Apikares. And if he started the bracha, but he stumbled, we're not going to remove him. The Mishnah Berurah discussed, well, what if he skipped Berchas Tchias HaMesim or Bonei Yerushalayim? We're not worried, maybe he's a Koifer. However, if he skipped both of them, then there are opinions that indeed he would be removed. We're up to the fourth line in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat on Beis. Veda, demuchach lekulei alma. You should know that it's clear according to everyone. The im anu yoidim, that if we know shehu koifer betchias hamesim, if we know that he denies tchias hamesim, oy einar mam vegula asida, or does not believe in redemption, bekol shekein, or by the way, let's say he's not mam in vegula asida, or let's say he believes the Gula Asida already came. Okay? You hear this? Not only somebody who doesn't believe in the Gula Asida. Also, what if somebody believes that the Gula Asida came already? That's also an issue with having somebody as a chazan. B'chol shekein, b'didi hava uvda. I once was used as one of the members of a bezdin for a geirus. And in the mikvah, the av bezdin asked the person, do you keep Shabbos? Yeah. Do you believe in Mashiach? Yeah. Do you believe he's going to come or that he came already? He said, if you tell me you think he came already, I can't do it. We will not convert you. So that's also miyasoidei ho'emuna. Don't think it's a small thing. If you think he came already, then that's a different religion. B'chol shekein me'inei ma'amin b'tar min ha'shamayim. Somebody doesn't believe in the divine origin of the Torah, ay b'gmol v'aynash, or in reward and punishment. L'kulei alma apikores gamorhu. According to everyone, he's a full-fledged apikores. Va'aser lahanicha liyo shliach tzibur. You can't let him be a shliach tzibur. V'im amad b'chazka. And if he says, I don't care, I'm going to down for the amud. It's Aunt Matilda's yard site. Ein oinim acharav amen. We're not going to answer amen. Va'ayin le'el b'simenon gimel sif yud ches. However, Ein misalkin oisai, ella shoyhin ad sheyazkiru oisai. We do not remove him, but rather we wait until they remind him. Right, this is talking about a guy that this is going on in Misalkin Oisai, that he skipped the bracha, and when we remind him, he is able to go back to his spot. We will not remove him. We rather let him get his bearings. Avalim Dileg. But if he skipped Vamashinim Davka Bisha Dileg Kula, Avalim Dileg Roisha Bracha Vasim Chasimasa, Loimatsinisha Misalkin Oisai, if he just skipped the beginning, but he did the end. We don't remove him. Similarly, if he doesn't want to say La Koifrim, only Vela Malshinim in Mesalkin Oisai. What does that mean he doesn't want to say La Koifrim? I guess they had a Girsa La Koifrim. Some places like us, we say Vela Malshinim. Okay. Miyad. If he skips V'lam Alshinim, we remove him immediately. Perush ve'en ma'amtina lo she'eskir o'isai. We don't wait until they remind him. El mesakin o'isai me'ateva miyad. But rather, we remove him immediately. Kishema nizrika bay'ata apikarsus ve'en ratza l'kala atzayim. Because maybe all of a sudden, some apikarsus jumped into him, and he doesn't want to curse himself. Lachain dileg brachazu. Vafilum hayam muchsak aratu kashvatak. Even if, let's say, last night he gave the daf yomi, and the day before he said yom kippur katan, and today he skips from olam hashinim, he's out. Gam kein chashinan laza. Mekamakim ein mesalkin osam shel tzibur mishum pamachas, kivin shiish lamer shata. Nevertheless, we're not going to permanently remove him. We'll remove him today. Tomorrow he could daven for the Amud. However, he brings, the Prima Gadam says if he does it three times, he's strike one, strike two, strike three, and he's out. Ein mesalkin oisai, but if he just mumbled, thumfered around in that bracha, we don't remove him. Afilu sha bein tayim harbe b'lo yachal lizacher. Even if it took him a long time to recover, afil hachi talinam shabashkagahu, still we hinge it that it was a mistake, me the hischa by the fact that he started it. Okay. But what about now the Shliach Tzibor that made a mistake but cannot regain his bearings? Shliach Tzibor Shata, Shliach Tzibor that made a mistake, v'inu yadeh lachsel l'mekamer, he doesn't know how to go back to his spot. Yamoid acher tachtav. He should appoint someone in his place. They should appoint someone in place. Basically, the guy made a mistake and he can't get his bearings. You have to replace him. Kedarch shen ezbar el simenon gimel, like we said earlier in simenon gimel, maschem betchilas habracha shata ze im hoya hatos ba'amtzayos. The new guy starts where the first person made the mistake, but he goes back to the beginning of that bracha. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So if the chazan was very discombobulated during V'yushalayim Ercha, and he can't regain his composure, so the new chazan doesn't start from the beginning. He starts from the beginning of that bracha. V'imhayi b'shal shvishoynos, but if he made a mistake in the first three, maschel b'roish, he starts from the new chazan starts from the beginning. V'im b'shal shachroynos, if it's in the last three, maschel ritzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'inu yadeh ritzelam er shun nival, meaning to say that he is confused. V'inu yadeh lachsar, and he's not able to go back to his spot. Afla acher shemaskirin oisai, even when they remind him. The chanal. Hachtav ulchatchila toiv shehiya oisai ho acher mi shekivan l'chol ha'tfila ma'asher tzibor v'loisach b'shasha yishter tzibor m'spala. L'chatchila, the new chazen, it's good to get a guy who is paying attention to the Chazar Sashatz and did not speak when the Shiel Tzibor was davening. Why? Because this way you have a complete Shemoneh Esrei. This way, he was mechaving to the first nine brachos and now he picks it up. It's very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says it's only l'chatchila and toiv, but it's not ma'akev. Meaning, you could have a guy who is schmoozing during Chazar Sashatz. He didn't hear one word the Shliach Tzibor said, and he's randomly picking it up at V'Yushalayim Ercha. V'im lo nimtza kaza, yikhu af mishalai kivin baza. V'afil hochi gam baza lo yaschal mitchil sabracha. Even him, he's showing start from the beginning of the bracha, m'imnei toirach ha-tzibor. That's interesting. How in the world could he say nine bracha? How could he say the last nine brachas? His bracha, his Shemoneh Esrei, is completely meaningless. How is he allowed to say a meaningless Shemoneh Esrei? Unless you say it's not meaningless. There's a takana of Chazal that the Shemoneh Esrei has to be repeated, even though really nobody needs it. So technically, the whole thing is meaningless. But it's not. Chazal were masakin, that needs to be done. So they were masakin that the first guy, loses his bearings, so then another guy could tag team with him. Simenon, Gimara,
Presumably,
Zelig,
this applies to a Hatzalah guy who's
Achdeliyah.
the chazan, gets called out in the middle, no?
What?
A Hatzalah guy who's the chazan, and he gets called out in the middle.
Right.
This is what we're talking about now, right?
I guess it would apply to that as well, right? We're talking about a guy who, he loses it in the middle, He gets confused, he starts coughing, he doesn't know where he's. But L'chaira, yeah, that would be a more likely case, a guy has to leave. Right, a Hatzalah guy or someone or a chazan that has a medical emergency.
According to what Rebbe just said about that somebody doesn't have to say this. So, but someone who did the second guy who didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei yet, he l'chaira would not be able to get up and just do the nine brachas.
Maybe he would be allowed to do the nine brachas, but I don't know if it would count for his personal Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, I would say he could be the chazan, right?
Right,
But
but he.
he would probably have to daven again. By the way, I know of a story in Yom Naram in my old yeshiva. The regular Baal Shachris just dehydrated in the middle of Shachris, he fainted, and Hatzalah came. So here, it's not that the chazan was a Hatzalah guy, but the chazan had a medical emergency. On, I believe Yom Kippur. It was Yom Naram. Anyway, Mitchilas habracha, va'afilu im even if he only made a mistake at the end of the bracha, the new chazan picks it up from the beginning of that bracha. Shekriya, kriyas oisa bracha, command alasadami. Reading that bracha is like it doesn't exist. Ve'in chilak bein shata, doesn't matter if he made a mistake, oisha nechlash, or he was weak, and somebody has to take his place. So in Yom Naram, sometimes during Yom Naram, this is the case we mentioned, that the shatz is weak and he has someone take his place. So he has to take piyutim. Meaning, let's say like this: the chazan in the middle of one of these 9-page piyutim, he's done. So he has to appoint somebody to take his place. That guy starts from the beginning of the bracha. However, he doesn't have to repeat the piyutim. We once had this story. I told you this story. In our shul, many years ago, the chazan for Ne'ilah, Baruch Atah HaKel HaKadosh, he forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh. The problem was I was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei still. I told you this. So I got up in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, right? And I went to him and I spoke. I told him he has to start from the beginning and he should skip all the misoids, skip all the cut the piyutim. I hope we did the right thing. I don't think there was any alternative. Anyway, so then, if the new guy picks it up from where the last guy left off, and he doesn't start from Atav Chatanu, Kiven Sha'adayin Lifnei Hasheni Loimer B'Soif Slichos Machal La'avonoseinu Ein Lahakbid B'Mash Shekitzer B'Amtzeiyos. If B'diavad he began where the first guy was silent and not from Atav Chatanu, since the second guy has to say at the end of Slichos Machal La'avonoseinu, it's okay that he abbreviated the middle bracha. I don't know what he means. Does he mean, since you're going to say, Melech moichal avonoseinu, avonois kol amcha v'Yisrael, umavir what about what the chazan still has to say allows him to do this? The Dershu brings Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. If The second guy picks it up to where the first guy left off, and the second guy is not missing something that's ma'akev, and he was choisim kohagen, he doesn't have to go back. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even l'charchila, since the ikar of Tulas Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov is the karbanos, if the first guy stopped out before karbanos, the shatz could just pick it up with karbanos. On Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, if the shatz stopped in the middle of Malchios or Zichronos, the Sefer Shvilei David says, if the shatz picks it up with the psukim of Malchios or Zichronos, that would be good. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.